This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an enlightening message titled, How to Overcome a Setback. Today he begins with a biblical example of Job. Let's join in as he introduces his subject.
I just want to share the message I've titled, How to Overcome a Setback. Now, when I see a setback, I mean something, number one, that delays your progress. You know, sometimes you're making progress, and then something comes in and delays the progress. You may be a pastor, pastoring, preaching, then suddenly COVID hits, and then it delays your progress. Or you may be in business, businesswoman, businessman, selling things were moving, then COVID hits, then suddenly all your profits slow down. That's a setback. It delays your progress. Number two, it means something that reverses your progress. In other words, you used to be in class 6, but now you have been demoted to class 2. What it means is that you are actually moving backwards. Sometimes as a Christian, you can move backwards. Maybe you were making headway and something happened and then you went backwards. I remember when we were in school, we had this Christian leader who went and impregnated some girl. And because of that, he was removed from his position as a Christian leader. And he joined us as one of the ordinary believers in the church. In other words, he was making progress, but then his progress was reversed. He went backwards. And so in life, especially in these COVID times, I believe that COVID has affected everybody in the world. I don't think there's anybody in the world who says, I've not been affected, one way or the other. But now everybody looks like a ninja in town. Reversed our progress. You know, planes were flying, they were moving, and things were going on smoothly. But now even to travel from one point to the other is not easy. A lot of gangs have been reversed. So when you live in such a situation, what do you do? Has the Bible got answers on how to overcome a setback? It could even be a relationship setback. Getting ready to marry, something happened, quarrel, whatever, before you realize the whole relationship is over. And now you have to start all over again. You have to find somebody, call the person, text the person, visit the person, investigate the person. It's a whole job even to get connected to a new person. It's a whole project on its own. So we want to ask ourselves, has the Bible got answers? Well, God is a restorer. And in the book of Joel, you know, in the book of Joel, Joel was a prophet. And at that time in Israel had disobeyed God. And Joel came with a prophecy that they're going to experience a setback. He said to them, that which the palm of him has eaten, the locust will eat. The cankerworm will eat. The caterpillar will eat. Now later on, he came back in Joel 2:25, and he said, God has now said, everything that locust has eaten, the cankerworm has eaten, the caterpillar has eaten, the palm worm has eaten, God said, that I will restore. In other words, God said, you are going to survive this setback. Now, there is something about the Bible. You know, the Bible is not only a spiritual book, it's also a book of history. It is said that those who don't learn history are bound to repeat it. And it is true. That is why in everything that we do, we must study history. Because in Exodus chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, that which has been is that which shall be. And that it which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. In other words, history repeats itself. So sometimes, even to be a prophet, just look at history. History itself will tell you what is going to happen next. That is why those who don't study history are bound to repeat it. The way you are behaving, somebody behaved the same way 100 years ago and ended up in a particular way. So if you were to study a little bit of history, you will know that what I'm doing, if I go in this direction, this is what's going to happen. And so the Bible is not just a spiritual book, it's a book of history. So Romans chapter 15 verse 4, the Bible says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. In other words, we're supposed to study it. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. In other words, all the historical people in the Bible, we're supposed to study them. And when we study them, we will learn two things, patience, and also we'll get comfort. Because when you read it, you realize that, somebody went through the same thing and survived, not knowing my case is not unique. So it means that me too, I can survive this situation. So the Bible is a great historical book. In 1 Corinthians 10:6, you have the same statement. It says, these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, even as they also lusted. So he's saying that the stories in the Bible, they are actually historical stories. And they are supposed to guide us, even our desires. That some people had the wrong desires and the wrong thing happened to them. So we should not follow them. Then it says, these things were our examples and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world have come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he falls. So in other words, when we study history, it will prevent us from falling. So based on that, is there anybody in the Bible who can be some kind of historical reference that we can study, who overcame a setback? Today, I want to show you somebody that the Holy Spirit said is a great example of how to overcome a setback. In other words, it's not my example. This is the example of the Holy Spirit himself. Where can we find it? It can be found in James chapter 5, verse 10. I read, it says, take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example. The word is example. In other words, follow them. Of two things, suffering, affliction, and of patience. Affliction means trouble, pain. Then patience then means endurance. So here the Bible says that the prophets in the Bible, they are an example for us on how to survive affliction, pain, disaster, troubles, whatever, a setback. And then it goes on to give an example of a prophet. And interestingly, you would have thought he would mention Moses or Elijah or Jeremiah. But he mentions a businessman called Job. And he says that man was a prophet. In other words, a businessman or a businesswoman can be a prophet. I pray that the businessmen and businesswomen of this church will be prophets and prophetesses. You see, if you are a businessman and you are a prophet, how can you make losses? Very difficult. Because God will guide you in your investments. God will direct you in your decisions. Your movements will all be prophetic and guided by the Holy Spirit. And personally, I can say that the Holy Spirit has guided me. I can give some examples where the Holy Ghost guided me to make some financial moves And I tell you, it changed my life. And I said, it is nice to be a prophet, because one move can bring results that working with your own effort, it will take you 20 years. But one prophetic move, 20 years profit, you can get it in a year. May God bless you with the prophetic anointing. Verse 11, then he talks about the prophet in particular. You have heard of the patience of Job. That word patience means endurance. Then he said, the prophet I'm talking about is actually a businessman, and his name was Job. And have seen the end of the Lord. Which means that if you read the story of Job and you consider his end, the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So here the Bible says that Job is an example of somebody who survived a setback. His beginning was good. Then somewhere in the middle, he had serious problems. His business folded up. So many things went wrong. And many people thought that that was the end of Job. But the Bible says that at the end, he was able to recover from a setback and he bounced back. May you bounce back in Jesus' name.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that Job is a wonderful example of someone who lost all but was able to recover. Please join us tomorrow as we discover how he was able to do this when this message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, dear prophet, this is very difficult to understand. My wife and I got married last year, April. At the honeymoon, she told me she had her menses. On the second day, menses, the day before our wedding. This continued for 8 months nonstop. We visited many medical specialists, all to no avail. Wow. Then we came to see you, for you to pray for us, that we're believing God for the fruit of the womb. You prayed for us, and after we went home, she started complaining that she was not feeling well. After some days, we went to check out the hospital, and my wife was pregnant. What a surprise!
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.